איתה.
ברבה. שלום וברכה, בוקר טוב. תודה לרב על הדברים. You want to hear in English or in Hebrew?
English.
No, no.
I
like to frighten a little. בעזרת השם, we are going to have now a shiur on הגדה של פסח, but we are not going to say דבר תורה on this part or in this part. I want to have a view on all the Agada. And sometimes, because you have another page, you can't understand what is the system of the Agada. You see, in this page, I put the whole Agada in one page. One side is Hebrew, one side is English. It's exactly the same. And there are also numbers that can help you to see where you are in the Hebrew and in the English one. I'm going to use the Hebrew one, but someone who needs can switch and see the English one. When we read the Haggadah, we have a feeling as if it's just another midrash, another story, not something organized from the beginning till the end. But when we look carefully, we'll see that the Haggadah is organized in amazing system. And Be'ezrat Hashem, the test of this shiur, to see if everyone here, if this shiur succeeded, is that Be'ezrat Hashem, in the end of the shiur, everyone here will have the ability to write the Haggadah by heart, almost by heart, if you are listening to the shiur, not being here. And Be'ezrat Hashem will start Makor Achat, source number one. I'm reading the Hebrew one, but I'm reading in this page now, the yellow page, okay, the small page, and you can follow if you want in the English translation. Mishnah Mazgulo, Kos Sheini Vegan Aven Shoel Aviv, after they pour the second cup, so the son asks his father the questions. ואין בה דעת בבן אביו מלמדו מה נשתנה הלילה הזה מכל הלילות. מישנה ברינגז היר, מה נשתנה? בכל לילות אוכלים חמץ ומצה, בכל מרור וכולי. And I'm going now to the end of source number one. מתחיל בגנות ומסיים בשבח. You start with the bad things, בגנות, and you end בשבח. You end with the good things. This is what the Mishnah tells us. The rule of the Haggadah is start בגנות, in the difficult, in the bad things we had, and continue בשבח with the good things we had. And in the Gemara, in source number 2, in פסחים קופתת זין עמוד א', this מחלוקת between רב and שמואל, what is exactly the גנות, the bad things that you have to start with them, what are they, what is this גנות, shame, מתחיל בגנות ומסיים בשבח, מהי בגנות? רב אמר, מתחילה עובדי עבודת גילולים היו אבותינו, ושמואל אמר, עבדים היינו. This מחלוקת between רב and שמואל. What is the bad thing? What is the shame? עבדים היינו לפרעה במצרים. This is the מתחילה עובדי עבדים היינו לפרעה במצרים. This is the opinion of שמואל. או מתחילה עובדי עבודה זרה היו אבותינו, עבודת גילולים. This is the opinion of רב. How are we doing in our Haggadah? What are we doing להלכה? We are doing both להלכה. רבנו חננאל says, והעידנה עבדינן כתרוויו. We are doing also as the opinion of Rav and also of Shmuel. Look in your Haggadah, you can see in the first column, doesn't matter Hebrew or English, number one, you see, עבדים היינו לפרעה במצרים. You see? This is the opinion of Shmuel. Avadim hayinu lefaro bemitzrayim. We were slaved in Egypt. Column number two. You have number two there. Mitchila ovdei avoda zara hayu avoteinu. Mitchila ovdei avoda zara hayu avoteinu. So this is the opinion of Rav. So we are doing like both systems, and we have to understand why. Usually when we have machloket in halakha, we decide or this system or that system. Why to take both systems? This I'm leaving open now. We'll try to explain it later on. Let's see now the continuous. I'm going to the yellow page, source number three. Before I read it, I want to ask, the Mishnah said, we read it in source number one, that you start with questions. מה נשתנה הלילה הזה מכל הלילות? We saw in the beginning, מזגו לו כוס שני וכאן הבן שואל אביו. You start with questions. Why do you start the הגדה של פסח with questions? Why? A good teaching device. This is a good way to teach. You know that when you teach, every teacher knows if the students, they have good questions, and then you answer them, they have more motivation to hear the answer. It's a good system to teach. When we look in the Gemara, we can see that there is another reason. Let's see the next source, Makor 3. Psachim kuftetvav amudbet. למה עוקרים את השולחן? They were used to eat with small tables. And usually, in the end of the meal, when we are taking sometimes the cloth off, they would take the table out. Small tables that in the end of the meal, they would take them out. In Leila Seder, they had a minhag to take out the tables in the beginning, before they started eating. Everyone is sitting, and you take the tables out. Why? Kedei amrei dever Rabbi Yanai, kedei sheyakiru tinokot veyishalu. We are doing it that children will see there's something strange here, and they will ask, why are you taking out those tables? That the level shinu is something different. And the Gemara says, Abaye havayativ kamei de rabba. Abaye, in this story, is a little child. Also, Abaye was once a little child. He's a little child and he sits Leila Seder with his uncle, Rabba. Why he sits with his uncle? Because Abaye was an orphan. Yatom, me'aba ume'ima. Rashi says, Abaye rashei tevot, asher becha Yerucham Yatom. He was an orphan, so he sits with his uncle, Rabba. Chaza, dekamid leitacha mikamei. He saw that they are taking out the tables, the small tables, in the beginning of the meal. Amar lehu, adayin lo kaachlinan. Atu kameak leitacha mikaman? Abai asked his uncle, we didn't start eating, so why do you take those small tables out? אמר לי רבא, פטרתן מלומר מה נשתנה. רבא said, we don't need to say anymore מה נשתנה. You asked already a question. We don't need to say מה נשתנה. And he skipped מה נשתנה. This is very strange. It's very strange. What's it connected to Leila Seder? Let's say that the father, in the beginning of the meal, would stand on the table. Good evening to everyone. He starts speaking. His child will tell him, Abba, everything is okay? What's going on? Why are we on the table? So what the father will tell him? Tartanu milomar manishtana. We don't need to say manishtana. What's the connection between Yetziat Mitzrayim and standing on the table or taking out the small tables? According to the Mishnah, we can see that asking questions is not just for getting answers. We ask questions because we want the children to be a part of Leila Seder. We are ready that they'll ask questions also on stupid questions, doesn't matter. We want them to be a part. We want them to feel a part. We want them to feel the main part. Everything is, wow, what the questions you have. Every stupid question that all the year will say, what are you asking now? Wow, amazing. We want, and now the child gets motivation to ask later on also better questions, also questions that connected to Yetziat Mitzrayim. Maybe there is another reason. Sometimes small children, in Hebrew would say, they have She'elat HaLama. Why? When they start to ask why, it doesn't finish. You give them an answer, but why? But why? But why? All the years it makes us annoyed. But this night is exactly what we want. We want them all the time to ask why. So, okay, start with this, start with this. Doesn't matter. But we need to start with questions. There are maybe more proofs to what I'm saying now. I won't do it longer, but I'll just say that maybe the question in Manishtana of Ein anu matbilin afilu pa'am achat alayla ze shtei pe'amim, the karpas, that we take the karpas, we put in mei melach, and afterwards we take the chasa, the salad, and we put in charoset, right? We do twice. What is the answer for this question? Told yesterday that we have good luck that a child doesn't ask us after Manishtana, what are the answers? Because to this question, what is the answer? There are a few answers in the Achroinim, but the Pri Chadash says, there is no answer to this question. We want you to ask. So we are doing maybe strange things that you'll ask because we want the children to ask and to be involved in this night. I want you to look now in the big page of the Haggadah. You can see, Avadim Ainu Lefaro Mitzrayim, number one. Before Avadim Ainu, there are questions. Ma nishtana alayla azeh mikol alaylot, right? Now I want you to look. Number two. Mitchila of Dei Avodah Zarayu Avoteinu. Number two is the beginning of Rav, you remember? In the Gemara. Mitchila of Dei Avodah Zarayu Avoteinu. Can you see before this paragraph, can you see also questions? Right. Arba'at Abanim. The four children. Look, it's bold. Keneged Arba'at Abanim, Divrei Torah. You see in the first column? In Hebrew, in English. Keneged Arba'at Abanim, Divrei Torah. Chacham, Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tam, Echad Shenoyad Yereshot. Chacham, Ma'u Omer?
מה העדות והחוקים והמשפטים אשר ציווה השם אלוקינו אתכם? Question. רשע, מה הוא אומר? מה העבודה הזאת לכם? תם, מה הוא אומר? מה זאת? All the four children. חכם, רשע. It's everything with questions. So we understand now that also before the Haggadah of Shmuel, of עבדים היינו לפרעה במצרים, we have questions of מה נשתנה. And also before the Haggadah of Rav, מתחילה עובדי עבודה זרה יהיו אבותינו, we have also questions of ארבעת הבנים. Okay? Now let's see the third part of the third issue here of the Haggadah. Take the yellow page, and so you have to exercise here. Every night, we have to mention Yetziat Mitzrayim. Every night. We say, every night, אשר הוצאת אותנו מארץ מצרים. Every night. And in the Haggadah, we say that we have to say every night, Yetziat Mitzrayim. So what is so special in Leila Seder? This is a question that Minchat Chinuch asked, Reb Chaim asked, and they gave a few answers. They said maybe in Leila Seder the special thing that is that we have to say in the way of She'elah U'tshuva, questions and answers. Maybe the special thing in Leila Seder that all the we just need to say the bottom line that we went out of Egypt. Leila Seder, we have to say all the process. Avadim ha'inu v'yotzi'einu Hashem, to say the bad things, the good things, to say all the process, to say it longer. A third answer that they give, maybe the special thing in Leila Seder that we have to say the story with Pesach, Matzah, Maror. Not just to say the story, but to have Matzah, to have Maror. Rabban Gamliel, Kol Shu Amar, Shoshat Dvarim, Pesach, V'yatzah, Nechotom, we need Pesach, Matzah, Maror. Those are three answers that they give. Rav Soloveitchik gives another answer. Makor 4. Chovat zchira eina metila al adam chiyuv amirat shevach vehodaah. Hu mitzvat sipur mechayavto lo rak lesaper et hanifla'ot vehanisim she'asa lanu ela gam leshabeach uleodot. Lefichach anachnu chayavim leodot ulehalel vezehu yesoda shel chovat halel veleilei pesachim. Rav Soloveitchik says the special thing in Leila Seder is that we are not just saying a story that happened in the past. We are saying a story that we feel it happens now, and because of this we have the obligation to thank Kodesh Baruch. We need to say Todah. The special thing in Leila Seder that after the story we say Todah Rabah. We thank Kodesh Baruch that he took us out of Egypt. This idea we can see also in the Gemara, in Pesachim Kuftet Zayin Amud Aleph, source number 5. Amale Rav Nachman Ledaru Avdei. Rav Nachman had a slave that his name was Daru. And in Leila Seder, Rav Nachman tells his slave, Avda demapik leimari lecherut, ve'yayv lei kaspa, ve'dahava, Mai bai lemei marlei. A slave that his balabait, that his master, let him be free. And gives him money, gold, and silver. What a slave should tell to his master. Amarlei baiyei leoduyei veleshabchuyei. It should thank him. Should praise him. By Leoduyev Leshabchuyev. Why Rav Nachman asks his slave this question in Leila Seder? Because he wants everyone to understand what is the goal of Leila Seder. The goal in Leila Seder is to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu, to praise him. This is the goal of Leila Seder, not just to say the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim, but to say a story that will bring us Leodot, Lehalel, will bring us to thank, to say Toda to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, let's go to the big page, the Haggadah.
Look in the first column. Avadim ayinu lefarao b'mitraim. In the first agada.
Can you see a thanking? Can you see when we say Toda? When we say Shevach?
Exactly. In the middle, in the Hebrew one, in the English one, it's before the bold, in the first column. Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu. In the first column, in the middle, a little below. Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu. Baruch Shenatan Torah Le'amo Yisrael Baruch Hu. In the English one, it's here. Blessed is God. You see here, before the bold here, in the first column. Blessed is God. This Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenatan Torah Le'amo Yisrael Baruch Hu. We see here Amirat Toda of the Agadah Shel Pesach of Shmuel of Avadim Ayinu Lefarao B'Mitzrayim. Now look in the second column. Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Yo Avoteinu. This is Rav's Agadah. Can you see here also Toda? Exactly. Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael Baruch Hu, the next paragraph in the English one. Blessed is who keeps. Okay, see here? So funny to say it in English, I can't.
Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael Baruch Hu. Can you see it's almost the same words? The first one is Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenatan Torah Le'amo Yisrael Baruch Hu. And the second one, Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael Baruch Hu. Almost the same words. It means that we have here two agadot that were combined together. Two agadot. One agada of Shmuel. Haggadah of Shmuel starts with Zman Ishtana. Then, those are the questions. Then, there is a story of Avadim Ayinu Lefarao B'Mitzrayim. Matchil Begnut. Story of shame, of the bad things. And also the good things. Avadim Ayinu V'Yotzienu Hashem Misham. The story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. And then we have Amirat Toda. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. We have another Haggadah of Rav. Haggadah that starts with the questions of Arba'at Abanim. Keneged Arba'at Abanim Dibratu. Hachacha, מה הוא אומר? Rasha, מה הוא אומר? מה העבודה הזאת לכם? Afterwards, the main Haggadah is מתחילה עובדי עבודה זרה היו אבותינו. This is the Haggadah of Rav. And then we have Toda. Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael Baruch Hu. Where is the end of the Toda of Rav? Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael Baruch Hu in the second column. Where is the end of this Toda? Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael Baruch Hu. Where is the end? What words? Okay, very good. I thought you have a mistake here because this is something that most people feel differently, but this is the right answer. Most people think that Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael Baruch Hu finishes ואחרי כן יצאו ברכוש גדול. ואיש העמדה is something else. ואיש העמדה, yeah, the melody is something else. ואיש העמדה is something, but really it's the same. It's the continuous. Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael Baruch Hu. Vehi. Mi ze hi? Which women we are speaking about now? Vehi. Avtacha, the proof. Avtacha, vehi she'amda la'avoteinu. It's the same paragraph. Avtacha, the proof of Kadosh Baruch Hu, what he promised us, this continued Amdala Avotein, we helped our parents. So the Toda of Baruch Shomer of Tachatol Yisrael, Baruch Hu finishes in Vehakadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyadam. This is the end of the Toda. Now we are going number 3. Tzeul Mad. You see here in the second column, number 3, Tzeul Mad. What is Tzeul Mad? Tzeul Mad. Ma bikesh Lavan Arami lasot li Yaakov Avinu. I'm in column 2, number 3, also in Hebrew, also in the English. Tzeul Mad. Ma bikesh Lavan Arami lasot li Yaakov Avinu. Sheparo lo gazar ela al azcharim. ולבן ביקש לעקור את הכל. What are we doing now? שנאמר, הרמי עובד אבי וירד מצרימה ויגור שם עם תנעת וישם לגוי גדול עצום ורב. What are we doing now in this part of the Agada? We are going now to say the story of יציאת מצרים according to 4 psukim. If you open the Tanakh, the Torah, to teach your children about Yetziat Mitzrayim, which Chumash you would open? Shmot. But Baal HaGadah decided to open Dvarim. He opened Dvarim, Parashat Kitavo. In Parashat Kitavo we have few psukim that say the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim, and he took the psukim from there. Why did he do it? Maybe we'll see afterwards. But he took 4 psukim from Parashat Kitavo and he explains every pasuk. He opens and explains with all the drashot and explanations all every pasuk of the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim that appears in Parashat Kitavo. הרמי עובד אביו וירד מצרימה ויגור שם עם תה מעט וישם לגוי גדול עצום ורב. And now he explained. וירד מצרימה, אנוס על פי הדיבור. ויגור שם, מלמד שלא ירד. עם תה מעט, he explains every part of this פסוק. עם תה מעט וישם לגוי עצום. Then I'm going to, I'm in the second column, the bold now. ויראו אותנו המצרים. The second, what is this? Another pasuk. This is the second pasuk in Mikra Bikurim. There are 4 pasukim that he explained. This is the second one. Vayareu otanu amitzrim vayanu vayiknu aleinu avoda kasha. And he explained. Vayareu otanu amitzrim kmo sheneemar. Vayanu kmo sheneemar. Vayiknu aleinu avoda kasha kmo sheneemar. Vanitzak el Hashem Elokei Avoteinu. What is this? Third pasuk. Vanitzak el Hashem Elokei Avoteinu v'yishma Hashem Elokeinu v'yarei tonenu v'tamaleinu lachet. Vanitzak el Hashem Elokeinu kmo sheneemar. וישמע השם את קולנו כמו שנאמר, וירא את עוננו כמו שנאמר, ואת עמלנו. ויוצאנו השם ממצרים. This is the fourth פסוק. ויד חזקה ובזרוע נטויה ובורא גדול ומוטות ומופתים. ויוצאנו השם ממצרים לא על ידי מלאך. And then he continues, I'm going to the desert. ויד חזקה זו הדדר, בזרוע נטויה זו אחרת. Where the drasha on the fourth פסוק finishes, right. The right answer, and people have to see it like this, you can see it, but usually people can get confused with it. The end of the drasha on the fourth pasuk is in the alayam lakum chamishim u'matayim makot. It's in the fourth column, in the top part, before the bold of kama ma'alot. ועל הים לקו 50 ו-200 מכות. You can see it in the English one, also in the fourth column. They were struck by 250 legs. 50 ו-200 מכות. So, this is the end of the drasha. All the 4 pasuk, על הים לקו 50 ו-200 מכות. This drasha of the 4th pasuk speaks on all the מכות of Mitzrayim. ויוציאנו השם ביד חזקה, זרוע נטויה, יד חזקה. And then he explains what is יד חזקה. Maybe it was different kinds of מכות. Dever, Cherev. And then he says, maybe it speaks about the quantity of the Makot. So we say, Dam Tzfardea, Kim, Datzah Hadash, Ve'achar. And then you say, no, Yad Chazaka. Maybe there are many more Makot, because it's written in Egypt, Etzba Elokim, and on the sea, on Yam Suf, it says, Vayar Yisrael et Hayad HaChazaka. Yad is five times Etzba, five fingers. And because of this, on the sea they had double five than in Egypt. And there are systems here, if they had in Egypt 10 Makot, so then on the sea they had 50. Maybe in Egypt every Makah was combined from few Makot, so it was 40 Makot in Egypt, and on the sea it was 200. Maybe in Egypt it was 50 Makot, so on the sea it was 250. But all this is drasha of the four pasuk that speaks on the Makot of Mitzrayim, on the Yad HaChazaka, on the quantity of Makot Mitzrayim.
Okay, so this is the end of the fourth pasuk. Now, let's see the continuous. Kama ma'alot tovot la'makom aleinu. Ilu otzeinu v'etzrayim v'nasa b'hem shvatim dayeinu. What is this?
Right. This is again shevach, todah. We have here a third story by the psukim in Parashat Kitavo. All the four psukim we read just now, it's a story. It's another story of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim with the psukim, learning the psukim in Parashat Kitavo. So we saw a third story, and after the third story, we see again Amirat Toda. כמה מעלות טובות למקום עלינו. אילו הוציאנו ממצרים ולא עשה בהם שפטים, דיינו.
So we have here a third story, an אמירה תודה. Where the תודה of כמה מעלות טובות finishes? Right. It finishes in the fourth column. In the English one, it's in the fifth column. לחפר על כל עוונותינו. This is the end of דיינו. All דיינו, it's the אילו הוציאנו ממצרים. All דיינו is תודה. קדוש ברוך הוא. And the end of דיינו is לכפר על כל עוונותינו. Before number four, in column number four, and in the English one, it's in the beginning of column number five. Let's see now the continuous. Rabban Gamliel Omer, I mean number four. Column number four, and in English it's column number five. Rabban Gamliel Omer. כל שלא אמר שלושה דברים בפסח לא יצא ידי חובתו ואלו הן פסח מצה ומרור. פסח שאבותינו אוכלים בזמן שבית המקדש היה קיים על שום מה. Why did our parents eat פסח?
על שום שפסח הקדוש ברוך הוא על בתי אבותינו במצרים. קדוש ברוך הוא סקיפט
on our houses in Mitzrayim. Because of this we eat Pesach. Matzah zu she'anu ochlim. Al shum, why do we eat matzah?
Al shum she'lo yitzik. Mechitzekam she'avoteinu le'achnitz. We eat matzah because the dough didn't have time to rise. Maror. Al shum, al shum she'meru ha'mitzim che'avoteinu v'mitzrayim. What are we doing now? This is a fourth story according to Pesach, Matzah, Maror. It's a fourth story, another story that we are saying with Pesach, Matzah, Maror, with the products that we have on the table. It's again another story. What do we have after this story? Exactly. לפיכך אנחנו חייבים להודות, להלל, לשבח. Another אמירת תודה, another שבח. In the English one, what is it? The fifth one, לפיכך אנחנו חייבים להודות. Therefore, it is our duty to thank Christ. It's in the end of poem number 5. לפיכך אנחנו חייבים להודות, להלל, לשבח. We see a fourth story, and afterwards also אמירת תודה. And now we understand that all the Haggadah is four stories. After each story, there is אמירת תודה. First story is a story of עבדים היינו. And the אמירת תודה is ברוך המקום ברוך הוא. Second story is מתחילה עובדי עבודה זרה עם אבותינו. This is the story of רב. אין אמירת תודה, the thing is ברוך שומר הבטחתו לישראל. ברוך הוא. Third סיפור is צא ולמד, the four פסוקים in פרשת כי תבוא, that we say the story according to those פסוקים. And the תודה after those פסוקים is דיינו. כמה מעלות טובות המקום עלינו, דיינו. The fourth סיפור is, the fourth story is פסח, מצא ומרדות, star color. I'll tell you how to color. The fourth סיפור is פסח, מצא ומרור, רבן גמליאל. And the תודה, לפיכך אנחנו חייבים להודות. The first two סיפורים, the first ones have questions. The first סיפור has a question of מה נשתנה. The second one has questions of ארבעת הבנים. Now, we actually, the main question should be just in the beginning. Because we need to ask questions that the children all the time will ask. We don't need every time to ask. But if you look carefully, we'll see that also in the third story and in the fourth story we have a mini question. You can say mini question? In Hebrew we would say mini she'ela. I don't know if you know this word. You know what it's meaning? Yeah. A lot of words you took from Hebrew, so you don't know. Stop. Okay. You can see number three, in column number two. Number three. Tzeul man. מה ביקש לבן הארמי לעשות ליעקב אבינו? See? I left the space that you can put now a question mark. Okay? Now go to the end. רבן גמליאל, number four. רבן גמליאל אומר, כל שאמרנו, זה ספר יצר רבנו, פסח מצא ומאור. You see a question there? Exactly, you said it. Before. פסח שיהיו אבותינו אוכלים מצרים וזה שהיה קיים, על שום מה? מצה הזו שאנו אוכלים על שום מה? מרור על שום מה? We have a question. So really we have four questions, four stories, four אמירת תודה. Now, first thing we are going to do is to clarify that you understand all this. And second thing is to understand why בעל ההגדה made it so complicated. Why did he make one question, one story, and one tada? Why did he make it like this? So, now everyone needs, I need also one to show you. Okay. We need two or three in a continuous explain. We are taking now one color, and with this color we are doing the first two lines of all the stories. The stories. Avadim ha'inu lefaro b'mitzrayim. See number one? Now, Mark, Avadim ha'inu lefaro b'mitzrayim. Could be better. Okay. Vayotzeinu Hashem elokeinu misham, v'yad chazaka v'zroa netuya. Okay, you have the beginning of the two. Okay, this is the first story, right? Second story, what is? Okay, so go to number two. מתחילה עובדי עבודה הזרה היו אבותינו, ועכשיו קרבנו המקום לעבודתו. The first two lines here. Okay. Now, we are going to the third story. What is the third story? third story, Tzeul Man. מה ביקש לבן הארמי לעשות ליעקב אבינו? שפרעה לא גזר אל הזכרים, ולבן ביקש לעקור את הכל. Right, this is the beginning of the third story. Tzeul Man, and then it brings the four psukim from Mikra Bikurim. Okay? Now our coloring, the fourth one. רבן גמליאל אומר, כל שלא אמר שלושה דברים בפסח זה יצא די חובתו. ואלו הן פסח, מצה ומרור. Okay, you colored the fourth one? Now, with the same color, you see, in the, also in the Hebrew and also in the English, you have here Mikra. Now, Sipur, the story make with this the same color that you remember that this is the Sipur. Okay? You have it? Also in the English you have story here. So do it, it's, how do you say Mikra? Mikra Mapa, how do you say Mikra? No, no.
Guide.
When you have a Mapa, a map, so you have a... Okay, so this is Mikra, Mapsea. Okay. Now we'll take another color. And with this color, we are going to mark the question. So, look in the first column, we have Man Ishtana, we'll do the first two lines. Man Ishtana alayla hazeh mikol alaylot. Shebechol alaylot, anu uchnim chavetz umatza, alayla hazeh kulo matza. By mistake, the children think that the question seems to be bechol alaylot, because of the melody. מה נשתנה הלילה זה מכל הלילות שבכל הלילות הלילות נמחמץ חמץ ומתי, it's not the answer, it's the same, the question is still here. מה נשתנה הלילה זה בכל הלילות שבכל הלילות נמחמץ ומתי, הלילה זה כולו מצא סימן שאלה, okay, it doesn't matter, but you can ask me to see if they know. This first question, second first questions were ארבעת הבנים, כנגד ארבע הבנים דיברה התורה אחד חכם, אחד רשע, אחד ארבע, אחד ישון. חכם, מה הוא אומר? Right? מה העבודה הזאת לכם? פרסו, רשע מה הוא אומר? דעת מטר, דעת מה הוא אומר? Those are the second questions, right? ארבעת הבנים. Okay, now we're going to the third. What is the third? מה ביקש לבן הארמי? There is a space there. So you did already, you can mark it, although it will come another color, because you did already one color, so it won't be this, but no, no, huh? You can mark it here. The question mark that you made, the question mark, it's a small one, you see, but because it's just a mini shela. And also you can go now to the fourth one. Pesach Shiro Botei Muzan 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 Shiro Botei מרור על שום מה, מצא על שום מה, מצא על שום מה, מרור על שום מה, אוקיי? Okay? You have the questions? מרור על שום מה, מצא, it's the four. Column, under number four. Under number four you have מצא על שום מה, מרור על שום מה. This is the focus. Now we have, oh, take this color and make שאלות. Mark with this color. The Mikra. You remember what is Mikra? מפתח. Here, okay? Remember? אני תכנתי לזמן בדיוק, אבל פשוט התחלנו 10:15. I'm sorry, we take another 10 minutes because I started 1:15 later, so... Okay? I can stop here. And now we need a third color. How can you have a third color? Or you do one or the other one, or you switch to your friends. You need friends. Leila said that everyone should be together. So you can switch. And like this, you'll have a third color. I can give also this someone that can help him. Good. It's okay. Someone here, sorry. Okay. Now we are coloring the Todah, the Sheva. Where is the Todah of the first story? Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, you see in the first column, before the Keneged Arba'a Banim Dibra Torah, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenatan Torah Le'amo Yisrael, Baruch Hu. You see? Now the second column, where is the Sheva? Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael, Baruch Hu. Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael, Baruch Hu. Now, the third Sheva, what is it? Dayenu, the fourth column. Kama ma'alot tovot ha'makom aleinu? Ilu otzianu mimitzrayim. Velo asa v'ayem shvatim dayenu. Right? This is the fourth. The third. Toda. And the fourth Toda is Leficha, the fifth column. Leficha chanachu chayvim leodot, lealel, lishabach, lefayr, lomem, lader, lacach, למי שאתה עודנו ולנו את כל הניסים האלה. And with this color, we'll paint also the Mafteach. Here, Toda. Right? Now we understand how it works. We understand we have four Sipurim, four Amirot Toda, four questions. And we have to explain why he did it in this system. So first of all, we'll start with Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel. Why? What is the difference between Rav and Shmuel? What's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? What is the machloket? So I'll do it quicker. We can explain it in few systems, but I think the main systems to explain the machloket between Rav and Shmuel is, what is the main issue we have to speak about in Leila Seder? The physical problem that we had, Avadim Hayinu Lefaro Bemitzrayim, or the spiritual, mitchila ovdei avoda zara ayu avoteinu. What is the point to say now in Leila Seder? The physical redemption or the spiritual redemption? Shmuel thinks the physical redemption. Avadim ayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim. Rav thinks the spiritual redemption. Mitchila of day avodah zara yavoteinu. Our parents were working avodah zore, avodah zara. What are we doing le'alacha? We are taking both of them because we think it's important to mention those two issues in Leila Seder. But we start with avadim ayinu, and just then mitchila of day avodah zara. Why? In Leila Seder, a lot of children are sitting. Maybe there's someone that doesn't believe at all. And you say, oh, you know, once we were terrible situation, we were of Deh Avodah Zarah. They said, so what? What's so terrible? But when you say, we were slaves in Egypt, everyone should agree, it's not good. Everyone should agree, it's good that we went out. After we start with something that everyone agrees, the physical redemption. Now everyone can continue also to the spiritual redemption of Rav Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah Yu Avoteinu. I want to show you another interesting thing. If you look on the questions of Shmuel, מה נשתנה הלילה הזה מכל הלילות? שבכל זאת אנו אוכלים חמץ ומצה הלילה הזה? שבכל זאת אנו אוכלים? All the questions are physical questions. We eat, אוכלים מצה, אוכלים מרור, אוכלים... And when we look at Rav's Agada, the questions are, ארבעת הבנים. חכם, מה הוא אומר? מה העבודה הזאת לכם? רשע, חכם, מה הוא אומר? מה העדות והחוקים והמשפטים אשר ציווה שהם יוקנו אתכם? רשע, מה הוא אומר? מה העבודה הזאת לכם? Those are spiritual questions. The physical Agada would get physical questions, and the spiritual Agada would get spiritual questions. Those are the first two parts. What do we need? The third part and the fourth part. So go back to the yellow page. See the eighth, the last source here. Rambam says, Mitzvah leodi al habanim, ve'afilu lo sha'alu. שנאמר, והגדת לבנך, ולפי דעתו של בן, אביו מלמדו. כיצד? אם היה קטן או טיפש, אומר לו, בני, כולנו היינו עבדים, כמו שפחה זו, כמו עבד זה במצרים. ובלילה הזה פדה אותנו הקדוש ברוך הוא ויוציאנו לחירות. ואם היה הבן גדול וחכם, מודיעו מה שהראינו במצרים. וניסים שנעשו לנו על ידי משה רבינו, הכל לפי דעתו של בן. Rambam tells us a very important thing here.
When you teach the Agada shel Pesach, Leila Seder,
you have to know that it's not important just what you say. It's important also in which system you say, which methodical system you use. And if you have someone more clever, less clever, you have to use different methodology. In Leila Seder, we have the most important message of all the year. Message of Yetziat Mitzrayim, of Kodosh Baruch Hu as a king, of thanking Kodosh Baruch Hu, of Am Yisrael. But we have the most difficult class. We have children, we have grandchildren. There are people who like to speak a lot. There are people that don't like other people speak a lot. It's very complicated. How do you do Leila Seder? What do you do?
And Baal HaGadah did here amazing thing.
There are few ways that people can understand, can catch a message. First system is by telling them a story. Most people, when you tell them a story, they're with you. You know, I can give in my community a drasha. Usually I told them, they see there around 70 rabbis, another 900 other people, children. When you say a story, almost everyone is with you. Also the rabbis, professors, say a story, you see, people are with you. So story is something good for most people. But there are some people, there are some children, that they don't like stories. They want to see lamdes. They want to see learning. Show me, don't tell stories. I wanted to see where it's written. This is the second kind. There's a third kind, that story, okay, but doesn't tell you, speak to him too much. Lamdes and the learning took him out. He needs now a visual system. He needs now a movie. He can't, all the other systems don't speak to him at all. Now let's see the Agada. The first two parts of the Agada are stories. Story of Shmuel and story of Rav. Because this is the main system to teach our children in Leila Seder. So we say, a physical story, and then a spiritual story. Abadim ayinu lefaro b'Mitzrayim is a physical story, and then mitchila avdei avodah zarah avoteinu is a spiritual story. The child that is it, the lamdem, how we say lamdan in English? Lamdan. Okay, from now it's lamdan. Likes to learn. The lamdan one sits like this, and oh, what are you doing? Stories? I don't like stories. So what we tell him? Tse ulman. Okay, let's learn. We can't open Sefer Shmot, because Sefer Shmot is very, very long. and to start with this child, we want to finish in the morning. We took four psukim, but those four psukim we teach from the beginning till the end, everywhere, that he feels good. It's the longest part in the Agadah because those children take most time. What can do? They have to teach them this, and this. Okay, so we, now he's satisfied. We learn with him all the Tzelmah, all the four psukim. He sees it from the psukim. The third child, that the story didn't speak to him too much, and now he's out altogether, and he would say, Merachet. No, he's flying, I know, flying in Hebrew, I don't know. The father tells him, now, for you, we are going to do a show. We are going to work in a visual system. You see the Pesach? You see the meat here? We can't point because it's like Kovalor, but you see the meat? This Pesach is because in Egypt, our parents were in danger and Kodesh Baruch Hu Pesach skipped on their houses. Look at the Maror. What is the Maror? Why do we have this Maror? Look, because it was so bitter to our parents in Egypt. Look at the Matzah. Why do we eat Matzah? Because the dough of our parents didn't rise when they ran out of Egypt. Now, also this boy is a part of Leila Seder. And now, everyone together can say the Halel, Lefichach Anachu Chayavim Leodot, Lehalel, Uleshabeach. What we learn now, first of all, I think it gives a new view of the Agadah. Because every one of you, when he sits to Leila Seder, he knows exactly what is the next part. He understands why it works like this. And I think it changed all Leila Seder for us to see it like this. If you want to teach it in your family, you have to color the pages before. And for some families, you can do it just in Shabbat HaGadol. For some families, you can do it in Leila Seder, but in any case, not more than 7 minutes. You take it, the colors, you know, it's easy. So everyone, you ask questions. So according to the colors, they know the answer already. It doesn't matter. But we should then permit also another thing. When you sit to Leila Seder, think not just about the Divrei Torah you want to say. Think on each person that sits in Leila Seder. I can tell you that when I do Leila Seder, I wrote an Agadah Shel Pesach, and I know a lot of things about Leila Seder. The Agadah just now was in English, and also what I taught you now, in the beginning of the Agadah, it appears much larger, but I believe that always there is something, a plus in the Shiur. You remember more like this, but in the Agadah, the English Agadah, you can see also this. But in the Agadah, I added a lot of other things, because when you sit in Leila Seder, you have to think, who is there? Not just about your children, grandchildren, okay, this one tell him to make a show before, to make something. This one, think of all the people. You have an uncle that likes to speak a lot, give him to speak when you eat. Think before on each thing in Leila Seder, because it's so important. Because of this in the Agadah, I added a lot of questions and riddles and topics for the discussions, and everyone can make himself also the same issue, because we have the most important issue to pass, but we have to welcome it that we succeed with Be'ezrat Hashem. And I have no time to speak now, but I just tell you that this is the idea of all the Halacha Center, to make a revolution in Limudei Yahadut VeHalacha. We are working all the world, but especially now in the United States, also by special learning, with special material, also to do things with computers and iPads and internet, all the things, because we have amazing message all the years, especially in Seder, and we need to know how to transfer it to our students in the best way, that we can touch them, touch their heart, and they'll be a part of it. Bezrat Hashem, shetzlichu gam b'Leil Seder, gam b'achanot, call all the men here to know b'Leil Seder. Before Pesach, the main thing is to do what your wife says to do. Don't let us to do a chalonot, to do this. That like this, you come happy to Leila Seder. Shiyeh lechem Leila Seder tov, emutzach, v'sameach, shetiyeh berkat Hashem aleichem.
Toda rabah. I'm sorry, but it's okay.
We'd like to thank the Rav. We're going to take a 2-minute break, and then Rabbi Liebtag will be here to share with us.